الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة فإن صلح صلح سائر عمله وإن فسدت فسد سائر عمله أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, almost all of us will be aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again has blessed us with this Mubarak month of Rajab. The auspiciousness of this month can easily be gauged by the dua ma'thura, that is the masnoon dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite on the onset of this Mubarak month, that Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban wa ballighna ramadan, that Allah grant us barakat, grant us blessings in this month of Rajab and the month following it, Sha'ban, and cause us to remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. If you look at the lives of the Salaf Salihin, such was the auspiciousness that they gave to the month of Ramadan, Sayyidu Shuhur, that it is mentioned, Ibn Rajab Hanbali Rahimullah mentioned in his kitab, that كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان, that 6 months prior to the month of Ramadan, they would begin making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala must cause them to remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. In their case, it was 6 months in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this month of Rajab. This is in fact the starting point for the preparation of the month of Ramadan. Synonymous with this month is that great mu'jiza and miracle of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that quite clearly illustrates his maqam, his status, his qurb with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and distinguishes him from the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, this occasion of Mi'raj was a misdaq, was a living reality, was an attestation to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, Ana Nabiyul Anbiya, that I am the Nabi of even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. In Mi'raj, he was Imam, and the Muqtadis behind him were the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. This occasion of Mi'raj, what occurred, it is impossible on the occasion of Jumu'ah to do justice to describing at length the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Unfortunately, to a very large extent, we have become an ummah that is motivated by occasions. We find that the day of Jumu'ah, our masjid is packed. The next salah after Jumu'ah, Asr salah, barely one or two safs in the masjid. Mi'raj night, the masjid will get full. Shab-e-Barat night, the masjid will get full. Ramadan, first one or two tarawees, masjid is full. Then the next time we come back is the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. These occasions wherein the doors of Allah's mercy are open are not a license to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the other periods. In fact, each of these occasions, whether it is Mi'raj, whether it is Ashura, whether it is Shab-e-Barat, whether it is Laylatul Qadr, there are great and important haqaiq, realities to these incidents. There are great sabaks and lessons that we have to learn from these incidents. Unfortunately, we listen to the incident, we gather on that occasion. But the sabak, the lesson that has to be gleaned from there, the change that has to come about in our lives, the reality of that occasion, that fails to make an impact on us. If you look at this Mi'raj, what a great miracle, what a great miracle. Perhaps 14 centuries ago, it may have been difficult for the people of that time to understand the reality of what actually occurred. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa, that glory be to that being who took his slave at night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, and then through the seven heavens beyond the Sidratul Muntaha. What actually occurred? How vast was this journey? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the clock to stop. The entire universe was at a standstill for this occasion, or for this great mu'jiza and miracle to take place. How vast the space was. How great is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama ibn Kasir rahmatullahi alayhi's riwayat will give us some idea. On one occasion, the sahaba kiram posed the question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked them, Hal tadrun kam bayna as-sama'i wal ard? O my sahaba, do you know the distance between the earth and the heavens? Sahaba, we're not like you and I. Get one, two university degrees or study a few years and suddenly we are allama. And we know everything. They made i'tiraf, they recognized the superiority of the knowledge of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over their knowledge. So they didn't even venture a guess. How great is this distance? Immediate response, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, Bainahuma masiratu khamsi mi'ati sana. From the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. Now this 500 years in hadith terminology doesn't refer to our years. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. Another thing we should note, my respected brothers, is in hadith terminology, when the word sama, heavens, is used, is not referred to this sky that we are seeing. Sama refers to this entire universe, what is beneath the first heaven. Like I mentioned earlier, at that time perhaps, they did not truly appreciate the vastness of the space. Nowadays, with modern scientific advancement, almost on a daily basis, they are discovering newer and newer and newer things that are making them realize how vast this universe is. Just a few years back, they said the light from one star reached the earth. What is the speed of light? 182 miles per second. 186,282 miles per second. This is a frightening speed if one has to imagine. In 1 year, at this speed, what is the distance that is covered? We can do the maths. Exceeding 9 trillion miles. One light year is more than 9 trillion miles. From one star, the light reached the earth a few years back. When did it start traveling? 1 month ago, 1 year ago, few years ago? It started traveling 14 billion years ago. At that speed, 14 billion years ago, it reached the earth now. This is just one star. In a magazine published by NASA in 1980, under the title, The Plain Truth, Whether it's the truth or not, Allah and His Rasul know best. Allah knows best. But according to, in 1980, this was their estimate. They said, in the universe itself, there is only 3% of the universe that is visible. The other 97% is what we call the black hole. It's not even visible. What is there, they don't even know. From the 3% that is visible, they said there are so many stars, that if 1 second is given to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. So vast this universe is. What we see is the sun. The sun with 9 planets, 31 moons, 30,000 asteroids, thousands of comets and meteors in constant circulation. It is said the sun, compared to the rest of the universe, is like one tiny dust particle. This galaxy in which we are living is called the Milky Way. This galaxy is so vast. We spoke earlier, what is the distance traveled in one light year? More than 9 trillion miles. It is said this galaxy, the Milky Way, is 125,000 light years long. There's no calculator that can calculate these figures. The sun is one star. In this galaxy, there are 2.5 billion stars. If you travel at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second, it will take you 2 million years to finish this galaxy. 20 years ago, they thought there are 500 million other such galaxies. Now they say there are 3 billion other such galaxies. This is mind-boggling. We cannot envisage the vastness of Allah's creation. But these just few ideas like this, when we have in front, we can understand what is meant by a hadith like this. On one occasion, Jibreel alayhi salam, revealed himself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alama Qurtubi rahimullah mentions this hadith in his tafsir. That kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam bi Hira. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the cave of Hira. Istala'a lahu Jibreel. Fasadda al-ard min al-mashriq ila al-maghrib. Jibreel revealed himself in his original form. The entire horizon from east to west was blotted out. Such was the fearsome sight that the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam fell down unconscious. فَنَزَلَ جِبْرِيلِ بِسُورَةِ آدَمِيٍ. Jibreel came down, now in a human form. He pressed his chest to the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Revived the beloved of Allah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam opened his eyes, he said, Subhanallah, ma dhanantu anna Allah ta'ala khalaqa ahadan ala mithli hadhihi surah. He said, Jibreel, I did not realize that Allah created anything as vast as you. What was the response of Jibreel? He said, innama nashartu janahain min ajnihati وَإِنَّ لِي سِتُّ مِئَةِ جَنَاحٍ. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I only opened 2 of my wings. I have 600 wings. وَمَا أَنَا فِي جَنْبِ مَا خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا يَسِيرًا. He said, I am only one small creation of the creations of Allah. خَلَقَ اللَّهُ إِسْرَافِيلٌ. Then to qualify his statement, Jibreel gives another example. He says, Allah created Israfil, Sahibul Qarn, the one who has the trumpet in his mouth. Allah created Israfil, Lahu Sittu Miati Janah. Israfil has 600 wings. And what does Jibreel say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? That just one wing of Israfil will encompass my entire wujud. One wing of Israfil is bigger than the whole of Jibreel. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. No one knows of the armies of Allah besides Allah. When we are standing in salah, when we say Allahu Akbar, whose court are we standing in? Do we even envisage the vastness of Allah's creation? Coming back to the hadith of Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to his Sahaba, the distance from the earth to the heaven is 500 years. وَمِن كُلِّ السَّمَاءٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءٍ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِئَةِ سَنَةٍ. From the first to the second, second to the third, third to the fourth, fourth to the fifth, fifth to the sixth, sixth to the seventh. Between each heaven, 500 years, 500 years, 500 years, 500 years, 500 years. وَفَوْقَ السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَةِ بَحْرٌ بَيْنَ أَسْفَلِهِ وَأَعْلَاهُ مَسِيرَةُ 500 سَنَةٍ. Above the seventh heaven is a sea. From the top to the bottom of that sea, another 500 years. ثُمَّ فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ ثَمَانِيَةُ أَوْعَالٍ. Then above that sea are eight angels, what we refer to as the حَامِلِينَ عَرْشٍ. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. Eight angels holding aloft the arsh of Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes them in the shape of mountain goats. ثَمَانِيَةُ أَوْعَالٍ. بَيْنَ رُكَبِهِنَّ وَأَذْلَافِهِنَّ مَسِيرَةُ 500 سَنَةٍ. What is the vastness of these angels? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, from the knee to the ankle of each angel is a distance of 500 years. Muslim Sharif riwayat, أُذِنَ لِي أَنْ أُحَدِّثَ عَنْ مَلَكٍ مِّن مَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الْعَرْشِ أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ شَحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَىٰ عَاتِقِهِ مَسِيرَةُ 700 سَنَةٍ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah gave me permission to tell you of just one of the حاملين عرش, one of those angels. From the earlobe to the neck in a normal person is a distance of 5 centimeters. In that angel, it is a distance of 700 years. ثُمَّ عَلَىٰ ذُهُورِهِمُ الْعَرْشِ. And then on their backs is the arsh of Allah. Can we imagine the greatness of that Allah who created all this? And what was the maqam and status of his Habib, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without a space suit, not dressed up as an astronaut in his normal kurta and lungi, with his normal chambal, taken from Makkah to Masjid al-Aqsa, and then from Masjid al-Aqsa through the seven heavens, till he reaches that point, what is referred to as Sidratul Muntaha, the final point, beyond which Jibreel says to him, the translation of Sidratul Muntaha is what we call a low tree. But obviously it does not in any way resemble the low tree in the world. What its description is, there's a lengthy riwayat of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Unfortunately, if I try to translate that riwayat, this Jummah majlis will get finished. But the beauty of it cannot even be imagined. Jibreel, when he reaches that point, he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if I go one step, one hair's breadth further, I will be burned to ashes. Qazi Ayaz, rahimahullah, in his Shifa, mentions the riwayat that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that point, faraqani Jibreel, Jibreel left me. I went further and further and further. وَانْقَطَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ. وَانْقَطَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ. There was total silence. No creation of Allah had reached that point. Automatically, you have gone to a point where no one has gone before. Even Jibreel, there is complete silence. Some element of fear, some element of caution will enter the heart. All of a sudden, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَسَمِعْتُ كَلَامَ رَبِّي. I heard the voice of my Allah. I heard the voice of my Allah. Ya Muhammad, لِيَهْدَ رَوْعُكْ. O my beloved, do not fear. Udnu, udnu. Proceed even further. Proceed even further. The maqam of qurb. The maqam of qurb with Allah, words cannot describe. At that occasion, he spoke to Allah. Various riwayat, Ya Rabbi, اتخذت إبراهيم خليلا وآتيته ملكا عظيما وكلمت موسى تكليما وآتيت داود ملكا عظيما وألنت له الحديد وآتيت سليمان ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي وسخرت له الجن والإنس والرياح والشياطين وأحييت لعيسى الموتى فماذا جعلت لي حبيب محبوب كلام. What is he saying? He says, oh my Allah, you made Ibrahim your Khalil. You made Ibrahim your Khalil, your special friend. You spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. You softened the lead for Dawood alayhi salam. You subjugated the insan, jinnat and winds and shayateen for Sulaiman alayhi salam and gave him a kingdom the like of which no one else will receive. You brought the dead to life for Isa alayhi salam. فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي Oh Allah, what have you kept for me? Oh Allah, what have you kept for me? Allah's response, أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ أَعْطَيْتُكَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ أَمَّا مَكْتُوبٌ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ مُحَمَّدٌ حَبِيبُ الرَّحْمَانِ وَآتَيْتُكَ الْكَوْثَرِ وَجَعَلْتُ إِسْمَكَ مَا إِسْمِي يُنَادَى بِهِ فِي جَوِّ السَّمَاءِ Allah says, have I not given you better than all this? Have I not given you better than all this? You are Muhammad, حَبِيبُ الرَّحْمَانِ Ibrahim was Khalil, Musa was Kaleem, Isa was Ruhullah. You are Muhammad, the beloved of Allah. You are Muhammad, the beloved of Allah. I have given you Kawthar, Jame Kawthar. I have made it such that your name with my name will resound in the heavens, will resound on this earth. One riwayat, Allah Dhukirt, Illa Dhukirta Ma'i. From now till Qiyamat, my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala numa makes tafsir, explains this Allah dhukirt, illa dhukirta ma'i. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah never to be separated. Fil adhan wal iqama wal tashahud wa yawm al jumu'ati ala al manabir wa yawm al fitr wa yawm al adha wa inda al jimar wa bayn al safa wal marwa wa fi arafa wa fi khutbat al nikah wa fi mashariq al ard wa magharibiha. The name of Allah with the name of his habib never to be separated, not in azan, not in iqamat, not in tashahud in salah, not on the day of jumu'ah on the members of the entire world, not on the day of Eid al fitr, not on the day of Eid al-Adha, not in Arafah, not between Safa and Marwa, not in the khutbah of Nikah, and not in the east or the west will the name of Allah ever be separated from the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. We raised your dhikr, we raised your mention. My respected brothers, as we mentioned in the beginning, this occasion of Jummah is impossible to go into details what he saw, what occurred. But what was the haqqaiq? What was the lesson? One great lesson, Allah took him on this mi'raj, took him to that point no creation had ever been, that maqam of qurb. And what did Allah give him? What did his habib return with? Salah, salah, that command of Allah. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentions, lil abdi bayna yaday Allahi mawqifan, mawqifun bayna yadayhi fi salatihi wa mawqifun bayna yadayhi yawma liqa'i rabbihi. Faman qama bihaqqi al-mawqif al-awwal huwina lahu al-mawqif al-akhir wa man istahana bihaqqi al-mawqif al-awwal shuddida alayhi mawqif al-akhir. What is the significance of salah given on Mi'raj? When the slave of Allah stands on his musalla, like the poet says, فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَاقَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَاقَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ وَصَالَ لِلَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. How beautifully he describes it. He says, when a person stands on the musalla and says, Allahu Akbar, he is covered with the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. This entire space, from the earth till beyond the arsh of Allah, is shrunk. Every boundary is removed. Every obstacle is removed. And the musalli who stands on the musalla, the poet says, it is as if tap, 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 He has knocked on the door of Allah's arsh. He has knocked on the door of Allah's arsh. وَسَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا. In his salah, he is in direct communication with his Allah. فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. He says, Mubarak to him, if only he would have khushu in that salah. If only he would understand what that salah is. Mu'az bin Jabal, that sahabi who will rise up with the flag of the ulama of the ummah in his hand. What does he say? مَنْ عَرَفَ مَنْ عَلَىٰ يَمِينِهِ وَمَنْ عَلَىٰ شِمَالِهِ وَهُوَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلَا صَلَاتَ لَهُ. He says, if you are standing in Allah's court in salah, and you know who is on your right and who is on your left, that much. You know who is on your right and who is on your left, not you are scratching your back and thinking about your shop and thinking about your business and thinking about everything else. He says, if even you are aware of who is on your right and who is on your left, فَلَىٰ صَلَاتَ لَهُ. That is not salah. That is not salah. Whose court are you standing? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, for the slave of Allah, there are two occasions when he will stand in Allah's court. Two occasions when he will stand in Allah's court. One occasion is on the day of judgment, when it will be him and Allah alone. And the other occasion is five times a day on the musalla, he is standing in Allah's court. If he fulfills the haqq, the right of the first standing, the second standing on the day of judgment will be made easy for him. But if he fails to fulfill the right of this standing, and his mind is everywhere else but where it is supposed to be, understand what is this injunction of salah. Anbiya were commanded with salah. Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam. Ismail alayhi salam. Wa kana ya'muru ahlahu bis salati was zakah. Ismail alayhi salam would command his family to perform salah. Isa alayhi salam, awsani bis salati wa zakati ma dumtu hayya. Maryam, paak, pure Maryam, ya Maryam uqnuti, wasjudi warka'i ma'ar raki'een. O Maryam, make sajda, make ruku', bow down before Allah. Anbiya were commanded with salah. Imamul Anbiya, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, aqimis salah. Aqim as-salah, O my Habib, establish salah. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Anbiya were commanded, this ummah, more than 10 times in the Quran, aqim as-salah, aqim as-salah, aqim as-salah, establish salah, establish salah, establish salah. One time was sufficient. More than 10 times the Quran is commanding, as if the earth is commanding, the mountains are commanding, the rivers are commanding, the streams are commanding. Salah, 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 hayya ala salah, come towards salah. More than 90% of the ummah today is away from the masjid. What a loss! Allah's qasam, one salah is made qada. If the whole earth turns into gold, the rivers, the streams, the seas turn into flowing gold, the mountains turn into gold, and you gather all that as fidya and ransom, present to Allah to pay for the one salah that you miss, by the qasam, Rabbi Zul Jalal ki qasam, by the qasam of Allah, that will not suffice as ransom for even one salah. Yawma yukshafu an saq. What is Quran telling us? That day, on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will reveal Himself, such will be the beauty, everyone will fall into sajda. One category of people, their backs will become steel, their legs will become rod. They will not be able to fall into sajda even on that day. Those who in this world were neglectful of their salah, can we imagine their ruswai? Can we imagine their disgrace on that day? The angels will be looking, the true believers will be looking, the arsh of Allah will be looking, Medan-e-Hashar will be looking. They will want to go into sajda. But in this world, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, that call was made. Yet what is this ummah today doing? Taking an axe and striking its own foot. What did Allah not give us? Sakhara lakumul anhar. That Allah subjugated the rivers for us. Fajjarna al-arda uyuna. The streams for us. Huwa alladhi khalaqa lakum ma fil ardi jami'a. The heavens and the earth were created for us. Alam tara anna Allah sakhara lakum ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, subjugated for this insan.
anna sababna al-ma asabba, the rain waters for us, thumma shaqaqna al-ardha shaqqa, fa'anbatna fiha habban wa inaban wa qadban wa zaytuna wa nakhla wa hadaiqa ghulba wa fakihatan wa abba mata'an lakum wa li'an'amikum, vegetation, fruit, atmosphere, air. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُهَا, you will never be able to count the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah that are raining down upon you. And Allah's muazzin, Allah's caller says, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ, and that call is falling on deaf ears. That which the Habib of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he is breathing his last, his head resting on the chest of Umm al-Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha, what is he saying to his ummah? As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum, till his voice becomes softer, as-salah, 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 Allahumma al-rafiq al-a'la. O my ummah, salah, salah, salah. Guard the rights of the poor. Guard the rights of the subordinates, those that are weaker than you. Then salah, salah, salah. His last breaths were the salah, salah, salah. And 90% of this ummah is away from the masjid. Ramadan is coming. How many millions will not make salah even in Ramadan? My respected brothers, Mi'raj took place. This was that great miracle, but what did he bring on Mi'raj? What was the sabak of Mi'raj? Today the rivers are flowing with the blood of the ummah. Bombs are raining down on the homes of the ummah. Allah gave us salah. Allah gave us that means to go directly in his court. Allah gave us that means to talk directly with him. Daniel alayhi salam, several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, Allah reveals to Daniel alayhi salam, Qurtubi rahimullah mentions this riwayat, ذُكِرَ لَنَا أَنَّ دَانِيَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ قَالْ, what did that Nabi say? An ummah is going to come, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They will be given such a salah, such a salah, such a salah. لَوْ صَلَّاهَا قَوْمُ نُوح مَا غُرِقُوا وَلَوْ صَلَّاهَا قَوْمُ عَاد وَقَوْمُ ثَمُود مَا أُرْسِلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمِ. They will be given such a salah that if the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam had received the salah, they would never have drowned. If Qawm Aad and Qawm Samud had received the salah, that azab of Allah that befell those nations would never befall. Those that would never have befallen those nations if they had the salah that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has. My respected brothers, come as come, at least this much sabak take from Mi'raj, that from this day onwards, till I die, I will not make a single salah qaza. Then we have understood what is Mi'raj. Then we have understood the haqiqat. Like there's the other haqqaiq, like I said, time is limited. What did my Nabi bring back? What was his cry? What was his pukar? And what did Nabi Apaksalasam say? I guarantee you Jannat if you will protect your salah. This ummah was guaranteed Jannat if it protected Salah. Ishtima is going to come. A lot of people are saying, so many problems in the world. And what is this Tabligh Jamaat? Kalima Namaz, Kalima Namaz, Kalima Namaz. There must be some complex solution. My respected brothers, Allah's Qasam, there is no complex solution. Bani Israel also were told this. Musa alayhi salam commanded them, اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة واقيم الصلاة. Establish Salah. Bring the ummah back to the masjid. Let this ummah come unto salah, iman salah, iman salah. That dawah that is being given, my respected brothers, in that is the solution to every problem. Because the solver of every problem is one Allah alone. Through the salah, you will gain the love of Allah. The mazhara of abdiyat is what? When this banda puts his forehead on the ground, this earth is thirsty, is crying out. It wants to listen to the nagma, to the call, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, in Qiyam, Alhamdulillahi, Rabbil Alameen, in Ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. This whole earth, the atmosphere, the ground is waiting for this pukar. This is how the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be cool. So one, my respected brothers, we have to come onto salah, and we have to go door to door, village to village, town to town, hold the hand of one person, bring them to the court of Allah, bring them to the masjid, and make this niyat. We ourselves will never let our salah become qaza, and our families at home, establish salah in the home, to establish the halqa of ta'aleem, bring the ahadith and the fazail of salah alive in our homes. And very, very important, we've heard the message, we're reminded again, our ijtima, 15th, 16th, 17th of June, right on our doorstep. Let us attend that ijtima and go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa afiyah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.